finish Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in your Chevrolet. Let's ride. The windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. In Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's first significant show of executive power, pardoning or commuting the sentences of over 1,500 people in connection with the January 6th riot. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says it was an extensive order.
They went even beyond what the advocates for those prisoners, those people in prison for attacking the Capitol, expected. Every single person, including those that attacked police officers with flagpoles, baseball bats, 2x4s.
Other day one executive orders included declaring an emergency at the southern border and pulling the U.S. out of the World Health Organization. A rare sight in parts of the South, snow. Areas of the region under blizzard warnings for the first time ever. Both of Houston's major airports closed. Nearly 2,000 flights canceled nationwide. Severe winds continuing today in Southern California, increasing the risk of high fire danger. This is ABC News. The Justice Department now says there are issues with millions of prescriptions filled by Walgreens.
The lawsuit by the feds in Illinois also accuses Walgreens of systematically pressuring pharmacists to fill prescriptions without taking the time to confirm their validity, of violating the Federal Controlled Substances Act, and of seeking reimbursement from federal health care programs in violation of the False Claims Act. Walgreens denies the allegations and is asking the courts to clarify the responsibilities of pharmacies.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Prince Harry's lawsuit against British tabloids accusing them of illegally spying on him is on hold this morning. Just after it started, there's speculation about a possible settlement. There are new kings in college football.
Ohio State is back on top in college football.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Ohio State beat Notre Dame to win its seventh national title, holding off a late comeback for a 31-23 win. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Joel Karnick sat down with Park Falls native Kayla Kozak to talk about the journey that led her and her dog Smokey to the Westminster Dog Show.
Born and raised in Park Falls, my dad is from the Phillips area and been in Park Falls my whole life, other than when I left for college and some career time down in Milwaukee, but I'm back in the area now so that I can campaign Smokey, like you said, all over the country. So
yeah. So how long have you been traveling to the dog shows and doing this part of your life, Kayla?
Well, my mom started before I was born, and the joke is that when I was probably 3 or 4, Dad said, all right, you got to take one of these kids with you if you want to keep going. So I started joining her and walked into the ring the first time when I was just shy of 5 years old.
Really?
And
really?
I've never stopped.
This full interview can be found on 98qcountry.com under podcasts. A bird that migrates here every winter has been seen more often than usual. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Over 80 snowy owls have been observed in Wisconsin this year, which is more than in the past two winters combined. Many of them are immature birds that dispersed from Arctic Canada after hatching last summer. These young owls are less skilled, less wary, and more likely to show up in unexpected places, like residential neighborhoods, urban open spaces, and even busy roadsides. While they're exciting to see, try to help these beautiful birds survive. Never approach them too closely. You're too close if the bird responds to your presence in any way, like frequently looking at you, sitting erect with eyes open in your direction, or flying from its perch. And turn off your car engine. Use a quiet voice and do not play audio. And no picture is worth jeopardizing the well-being of these majestic birds. Let's all do our part to ensure their safe return to the Arctic this spring.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Bucks head to the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are headed to New Orleans to play the Pelicans tomorrow night. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. Milwaukee's won 7 of the last 8 games. After a 4-game home stretch, they now head out with 5 of the next 6 games on the road. In college hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers play UCLA tonight in Los Angeles. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation after beating USC over the weekend. Marquette has dropped in the AP Top 25 from 7th to 10th. Tonight they face Seton Hall. Head coach Shaka Smart on how to help Cameron Jones get going.
I need to spend some time with him and rub his temples because, you know, listen, this Cam Jones, man, this guy's out of this world. But he's also a human being. He's, you know, feeling a lot of pressure, I would imagine. He hasn't verbalized that, and he's been great in practice, and he's been an A-plus teammate. But, man, there's just a lot expected of him on his shoulders. And I think right now when he rises up from outside, he's feeling the weight of some of that.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports On. Mike Clemens.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Attention high school students across the Badger State. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting entries for the 2026 State Park and Forest 12-month Vehicle Admission Pass Contest. Entries can be submitted through April 30th. More details when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is now accepting artwork entries from high school students for the 2026 12-month Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Pass. The annual DNR-sponsored design contest is open to all school-age students in Wisconsin who attend public, private, and parochial schools. Artwork entries should focus on outdoor recreation, animals, or plants in the Badger State. Materials for the 2026 sticker design contest are now available, and students can submit entries through April 30th. Rules, submission guidelines, tips for a winning design, and past sticker design winners are available on the DNR's State Park Pass Design Contest webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search State Park Contest. The vehicle admission passes provide access to more than 60 state parks, forests, and recreation area properties across the Badger State. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods Weather. This brutal, bitter cold snap will be ending soon. It's going to be windy and cold again today with temperatures in the single digits and a wind chill minus 30 to minus 40, but temperatures will climb tonight. Some light snow, an inch or less overnight tonight, and then tomorrow, temperatures will warm back into the mid to upper teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, 27 below. 98 Q Country.
Off of my feet. I'm not a man of many words, so I'll make this short and sweet. Could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? Yeah, take a chance, slow dance, make a little romance. Honey, it'll be alright. Girl, you got me wishing we were hugging and a kissing and a holding each other tight. So could you, would you, ain't you gonna, if I ask you, would you wanna be my baby tonight?
Well, that'll buy me a brand new You could buy me a truck to pull it. You could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say. Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so. But you can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say. Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so. But you can buy me a boat. Can buy me a boat.
Oh, hello and good morning.
98Q Country.
I was raised off of Route 3. Past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. Car, I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. Got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven. Sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt.
around a far fire.
Let's go.
To the ones keeping that dirt on their car hard. Yeah, heading down to the bank to cash that work hard. To the ones pushing that needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people underneath them stars down in Georgia. Yeah, I got one for ya. Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking dirt road beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up round a farm fire. Couldn't handle that small town.
Country.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just past a Jimmy and a white, I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. The ICC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's rolling back as coal. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Sawyer Brown, country classic in 98Q Country. And we make our way through this bitter cold Tuesday morning, and things will get better. By the time we talk tomorrow morning, it will be above zero, so that'll be nice. And temperatures should remain in that 15-20 range, probably, for high temps for the next several days starting tomorrow. Everything closed down today as far as schools go. There's no senior dining for Price County. The Red Apple Center in Phillips will be closed today. Bitter cold, wind chill factors at about 40, 45 below or so, with temperatures still hanging in there at about 27 below. We'll do a little coaches show today since we've got your attention and everybody's kind of doing a different schedule today. We're going to feature the Phillips boys basketball team. Coach Amy Ring will join us at 9 o'clock. And then we're going to talk Shawamigan boys basketball. Coach Tollickson will join us at about 9:20. So our coaches show will feature boys basketball coming up a little bit after 9 here this morning. We will talk about your money. Mr. Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants will join us in just a little bit. Got some birthdays, anniversaries to get to also. If you've got a birthday or anniversary, we'd love to wish him a happy day. 715-762-3221. We will get to those. Same set. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up after our twice an hour news and sports update at 8:27.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's first significant show of executive power, pardoning or commuting the sentences of over 1,500 people in connection with the January 6th riot. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says it was an extensive order.
They went even beyond what the advocates for those prisoners, those people in prison for attacking the Capitol, expected. Every single person, including those that attacked police officers with flagpoles, baseball bats, 2x4s.
Other day one executive orders included declaring an emergency at the southern border and pulling the U.S. out of the World Health Organization. A rare sight in parts of the South, snow. Areas of the region under blizzard warnings for the first time ever. Both of Houston's major airports closed. Nearly 2,000 flights canceled nationwide. Severe winds continuing today in Southern California, increasing the risk of high fire danger. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know.
Saturday, February 15th, at VFW Post 7300 in Glidden, it's the Healing Patriots Steak Feed and Dance. This will feature a meal from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. with music by J.T. Crocker from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. This is $25 per ticket, and 200 tickets are available. VFW Post 7300 receives the bar proceeds, and Healing Patriots receives the food proceeds. You can contact a VFW member or G.J. Ader, 715-663-0727, to purchase your tickets. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 15th at VFW Post 7300 in Glidden. A state lawmaker in Iowa wants to buy part of one of its bordering states. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
An Iowa politician is proposing to purchase Minnesota's 9 southern counties. The proposed deal would need support from both of Iowa's legislative chambers and its governor before going to Minnesota for consideration. If both states agreed, Congress would have to approve the new border. Iowa State Senator Mike Busolo said that the proposal is for counties that were originally part of the Iowa Territory. 180,000 people live in the 9 Minnesota counties, and it would not change electoral votes if approved.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks head to the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are headed to New Orleans to play the Pelicans tomorrow night. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. Milwaukee's won 7 of the last 8 games. After a 4-game home stretch, they now head out with 5 of the next 6 games on the road. In college hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers play UCLA tonight in Los Angeles. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation after beating USC over the weekend. Marquette has dropped in the AP Top 25 from 7th to 10th.
Tonight they face Seton Hall. Head coach Shaka Smart on how to help Cameron Jones get going.
I need to spend some time with him and rub his temples because, you know, listen, this Cam Jones, man, this guy's out of this world. But he's also a human being. He's, you know, feeling a lot of pressure, I would imagine. He hasn't verbalized that, and he's been great in practice, and he's been an A-plus teammate. But, man, there's just a lot expected of him on his shoulders. And I think right now when he rises up from outside, he's feeling the weight of some of that.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Phillips Chamber invites you to Winterfest, January 26th to the 28th, with a full weekend planned, great fun activities from the Windfall Shop local event, where you can register to win one of 12 gift baskets. On Friday, take in a candlelight walk at Concrete Park. Saturday, get in the ice fishing tournament or the Flurry Snowshoe Race. The kids will enjoy Moose Lodge Bingo at the First Presbyterian Church. Then grab your skates, join the ice skating party at Elk Lake Park, and at 6 p.m. warm up by the bonfire and end your fun day by watching the sky light up at 7 with a beautiful fireworks display. Sunday, enjoy a breakfast at Harborview. Put on the chaparrals and stick around because you don't want to miss the Tavern League Tour drawings at noon, where $1,100 in prizes will be given away. For more information, contact the Phillips Chamber at 715-339-4100 or on the Chamber's website, phillipswisconsin.net.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hunting season is over, but the fishing season is in full swing. Bader Sports Center in Phillips has what you need for a fun, successful day on the ice, like Ion and StrikeMaster electric augers, beaver dam tip-ups, jigging rods, ice reels, jigs, and live bait and plastic lures. Plus, all the cold weather clothing to keep you warm from head to toe. Check it out online at BaderSportsCenter.com or find them on Facebook. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential all right. Savings will vary.
Birthday wishes today. Happy birthday anniversary. This is a special day for you. David Daly is celebrating a birthday today. David, happy birthday to you. And Ginny. Ginny Kundinger celebrated yesterday, and we may or may not have had that on yesterday. But Ginny, happy belated to you. And other celebrities that are celebrating on this 21st day of January. Let's see who you're celebrating with. We've got Hakeem Olajuwon, Hakeem the Dream, NBA basketball player, was one of the first centers to really. He was very nimble. He wasn't a 3-pointer yet, but he was more nimble than most big men were down low. He was probably 7 feet plus tall. 62 today. For the Nigerian-born Basketball Hall of Famer, Hakeem the Dream, Hakeem Olajuwon. Gina Davis, she won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for An Accidental Tourist back in 1989. Got a Best Actress nomination also for Thelma and Louise. Gina Davis is 69 today. Robbie Benson, the teen star from Modern Love, Ice Castles, The Chosen, Ode to Billy Joe, Jeremy, 69 for Robbie Benson today. Paul Allen, the Microsoft co-founder, born on this day, 1954. He passed in 2018. Jill Eikenberry, the one-time L.A. Law star is married to one-time L.A. Law star Michael Tucker. And she's also done a lot of other theater and appearances. 78 for Jill Eikenberry today. Mac Davis, as a young man, the Lubbock, Texas native, was inspired by seeing Buddy Holly and Elvis Presley. Buddy Holly opened for Elvis Presley. Mac Davis saw it, was inspired by it, had a very unique career, not only acting, but the songs that he wrote were, I don't know, kind of poked fun. He had Stop and Smell the Roses. He had, let's see, I'm going through the list here. Well, he did a remake of In the Ghetto. Mac Davis, born on this day, 1942. He was a big part of that variety show kick back in the 70s, too. He passed back in 2020. Placido Domingo, the opera star. Or should I say, the opera star. 84 today. Sorry, Placido, that was bad. Jack Nicklaus, golf great. When I was a youngster, he's the one who inspired me to want to golf. I read his book on how to golf, and it helped a lot of people. It helped me for like two rounds, and then I was right back to what I was doing. Jack Nicklaus, still going. He's 84 for the Golden Bear today. Telly Savalas, Mr. Kojak, of course, is kind of his signature thing. Aristotelis is his real first name. Aristotelis Telly Savalas. He made Bald Beautiful, right, with Kojak. 1924, he was born. He passed in 1994. And Paul Scofield, Oscars 1967 Best Actor for A Man for All Seasons. Born on this day, 1922, Paul Scofield passed back in 2008.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
This brutal, bitter cold snap will be ending soon. It's going to be windy and cold again today with temperatures in the single digits and a wind chill minus 30 to minus 40, but temperatures will climb tonight. Some light snow, an inch or less overnight tonight, and then tomorrow, temperatures will warm back into the mid to upper teens. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, 27 below.
98Q Country.
Home is where my heart is still beating. And I don't know when I'll see her again. I hate to see her cry when I'm leaving. But now I'm a thousand miles away again. And she feels like Carolina, looks like California, shiny like those New York lights on Broadway. When she looks back, thinks I'm never coming home, but I miss her pretty smile, and I'm coming back in a little while. But I'm a thousand miles away again. She feels like Carolina, looks like California, shiny like those New York lights on Broadway. When she looks back, shiny like those New York.
York lights on Broadway. When she looks back, I'm behind her. I'll always be there for her. She makes me feel like home's not so far away. Carolina, California. Like home's not so far away. She feels like Carolina. Looks like California. She makes me feel like home's not so far away. She makes me feel like home's not so far away.
I wake up with it. I play the contest. I listen all day.
98Q Country.
He works way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the gold tooth look from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah, I'll turn it up, right on. And hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song, guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good and love was easy. Got an MBA and a plush corner office. She got a don't mess with me attitude. She'll close the deal. She don't reveal that she can't feel the loneliness, the emptiness, except when she comes in here. She's a product of the me generation. She got a rock and roll side when you get her agitated. She got the tattoo there on her derriere from a spring break there in Panama. When love was all she thought she'd ever need. She yells out to the band, no any Bruce Springsteen. Then she jumps up on the bar and she starts to scream. She says, hell yeah! Turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song, guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good, love was easy. Yeah, yeah, entertain to get my mind off thinking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Sing that song.
A guitar man playing all night long.
Take me back to where the music hit me. Life is good.
Hell yeah. Turn it up. Right on. Hell yeah. Sounds good. Sing that song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back.
Montgomery Gentry at 98Q Country. We're going to do a little coaches show in just a little bit. We're going to talk about the Phillips boys team with Coach Ring and the Shawamigan boys team with Coach Tollickson. So we'll get you some good local sports info. We normally talk a little bit about your money each weekday, each Tuesday morning. We're going to do that. In fact, I think we're going to do that right now. We've got Mr. Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants, who's just jumped on with us as I spoke to talk about your money. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Hey, we're doing all right. We're doing all right. Everything's starting. Everything good down there?
Yeah. Well, barely, but we did get started and got into the office this morning. So yeah. A little chilly, but I know that by the end of the week, it should be nice again.
You know it's cold when us tough northern Wisconsin people even step outside and say, oh, my.
That Yeah. No doubt.
Because we're used to this stuff, but this is a bit much. All right. Yeah, so let's take a minute. We got people's ear. They got nothing better to do. They're just huddling in front of the fire at home. So let's bend their ear a little bit and talk a little bit about their money. What do we have for a topic today, Matt?
Yeah, so today, Joel, I wanted to talk about tax time and getting ready for tax time. I'm sure some people have started to possibly receive some of those tax documents that come in the mail. And so I just wanted to talk about that and how to be most prepared for that.
All right, let's go. Let's get out that shoebox full of receipts and dig in. All right. All right.
according to a 2024 Chamber of Commerce survey, 42% of Americans would rather go to the dentist than file their taxes. not sure if I'm a part of that 42%, but I know it's a time of year that can be stressful and all of that. So tax season might not be your favorite time of year, but a little preparation can make the tax filing process as smooth and painless as possible.
All right.
So the first thing to do is review last year's tax returns. Not everything will stay the same, of course, from year to year, but checking last year's return can reveal information you might need for this year. It may also remind you of income or expenses that you've had throughout the year as well. Some of those, one-time payments, things that may be easily forgotten.
Right.
And if you use an accountant or professional tax preparer, you may receive a checklist or questionnaire to help you get organized as well. The second tip is think about recent life events. During 2024, did you tie or possibly untie the knot, grow your family, buy or sell a home, start a job, send a child to college, retire, receive an inheritance, or have high healthcare costs in 2024. Know that these are just some of common events that might affect your tax return, including the filing status you choose, the amount of income or expenses you have, or tax deductions and credits that you might be entitled to.
Okay.
And third is gather supporting documents. You'll automatically receive some tax documents and statements electronically or by mail in January or February. And like I said, I know I've started to receive a couple of those, so I'm sure others have as well.
Yeah, we get those. Just get an envelope. Just when it comes, just envelope 2024 taxes. That's good organization to start right there.
Yep, absolutely. That's a great tip. Make sure to keep it all together as they come in. I know you may not be filing your taxes, next week, right. But keeping in that envelope as other things come in for
right.
sure.
Right. Okay.
And know that you may need to locate others yourself. Sometimes things get lost in the mail or you don't see an email that something was posted electronically, which goes back to creating that list of documents that should be coming.
Yeah, you get the email notice that your tax document is now available and now you got to go get it and you got to go print it. So we have to be aware of those too, right?
Right, absolutely. In the electronic world we're living in, more and more companies and things are turning to that.
Okay.
And depending on your situation and whether you itemize deductions or take a standard deductions, these supporting documents may include W-2 forms from that show your wages from your employers, Also 1099 forms that report other types of income you received, including interest from banks, dividends, distributions, retirement plan or health savings account distributions, Social Security benefits, and, of course, self-employment income as well. You may also receive a 1098 form for mortgage interest, property taxes, or education-related expenses. You may also receive receipts or statements for child care or medical costs, and receipts for donations to charities. As we mentioned, collect supporting details in one place, in that envelope, like you said, Joel, and make a list of information you're missing so that you can check it off the list once you receive that.
All right.
And then lastly, consider making IRA or HSA contributions. If you're eligible, you can contribute to a traditional IRA, Roth IRA, or an HSA for 2024 up to the tax filing deadline day, which for most people is April 15th. Again, that with the caveat that as long as you haven't reached the contribution limit for the year. And you may want to consult a tax or financial professional to determine, of course, what's best for your situation, as every situation is different, whether you contribute to an IRA, a Roth IRA, possibly an HSA, things like that.
Okay.
And then lastly, just a reminder that the tax day is April 15th for most taxpayers in 2025.
You got to do something by then, right? You don't necessarily have to have it all filed, but you got to let the IRS know that you're there, or you intend to, or you got to do something by then, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, exactly. There are certainly extensions and things that are available as well, but like you said, you got to do something.
All right. Like we talked before, there can be significant financial penalties if you don't do this right, especially if you're talking about moving money around between retirement plans and stuff. And Matt, that's what you do. You help people make sure that they're meeting those deadlines and doing everything they should, because it can be financially devastating sometimes to make the wrong moves, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And having everything organized and ready to go is certainly very, very important.
All right. They can sit down face to face with you and have a free initial consultation in Hawkins, Phillips, Medford. They can give you a call for more information on that, right?
Yep, absolutely. Our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right, pioneer-financial.net if you want to check him out on the web. All right, stay warm there, Mr. Krieger. We will talk to you.
Yes, you as well.
We'll talk to you during warmer times next Tuesday again, okay?
Yep, sounds great. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you much, Matthew Krieger with Pioneer Financial Consultants. He joins us each Tuesday morning, and we talk about all different various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance. Always moving forward together.
Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. Upgrade your home today and save big on top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. We carry the largest in-stock selection of home appliances starting at the lowest prices and ready to take home today. Check out our entire selection of home appliances on Menards.com. Plus, view the weekly flyer for many other great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
98Q Country.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town. Kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town. World where the sun don't. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins. Hole in your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirl. Yeah, long live cowgirls. Come on cowgirls. Don't you wanna take me away? Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town. World where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night. Love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up reins. Holding your heart with some good aim on a goodbye ride. But it's fine cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls.
Morning going.
98 Q Country.
That a woman
ain't right.